started the Messiah. Oid ne'e b'hoi elam b'ocha kosev limnes ha'masois v'lo yachanoyes. Why does the Torah speak about, why does the Torah choose to write about to list the masois and not the chanoyes, not when they encamped? Magam ne'devrim sh'omra moshe l'melech sh'zei yeseh b'zirchon ha'chanoyes li b'masois. So there's a medrash, and the medrash Rabbi Chazal speaks where the nimshal is more in the chanoyes and not in the masois. So why does the pasuk tafka write about the inyan of masois, of the actual traveling? Gam lefi medrash ha'chemesh tanchuma sh'omra sh'hizki ha'masois likboya lehem socha la'osid lovei. The masois have to do with the kriyas chal la'osid lovei d'ksiv yisusim b'midbar lefi zeh ha'iroi limnes ha'chanoyes. So what's the pshat? Why is the Torah make a listing? What's the difference between the masois when they were traveling and the chanoyes when they were encamped? Ochin yisbal de'bidere anshe emes. This is one of the most famous yisoides dekor. Chama kodesh she'omru shalichas Yisrael b'midbar ha'isa levar nitzoytes ha'kedusha. She'onas isha b'liyai l'choyna b'midbar shomim she'shom konon makoymein mokoyim nochosh sorof v'akrov. In other words, the midbar is a place of the choshem akrov v'ez ha'mazikin. The gash mystic ha'mazikin in the midbar only represent the ruch mystic ha'mazikin. And the midbar is full of ruch mystic ha'mazikin. And the Klal Yisrael to go into the midbar to the mevayer all the netzoytes of kedusha, which were all the Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim b'chush gadol. Chush gadol we know discussed oid rav b'ni chai. It was reish based after the repach netzoytes merachefes ruach achekim merachefes is repach mace, right? Because netzoytes are bechinas of mace. Every reed is a bechina of mace of misa. Ragler yerdus mavis. The inyan of pegam bris, which is ragler yerdus mavis. The inyan of misa merachefes is repach mace. So there's repach netzoytes have to be nizbara. Reish base when nizbara in Mitzrayim. Oid rav b'nichai is reish base. The 65 left, 66, which is the Shem Adna, or 65 with the Koilov. And that's so that when they came out of Mitzrayim, they came out and there was Adna left. We discussed that before already. That's why they built the Mishkan in the Midbar. And the Mishkan had the Adonim. Adonim were the Shem Adna, which is to be Mala, the Shem Adna, the Shilav Havai, the Adna. Which is the beginning of the Dalet Big Day Kohen Gadol, the Dalet Begodim, the Kohen Hedyot, which is connected to Shem Adna, the four letters, and the Kohen Gadol wore Ches Begodim, connected to Shiluv of Adna and Havaya. The Big Day Lovan is connected to Havaya, and the Big Day Zov is Din is connected to Shem Adna. The main of Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they came out ready with the Reish Basin Tzaitzis, and the Midbar was a place where the Mazikin are Shoylet. Midbar is a Mokum of Shlitas Hamazikin, and Meila Def. That's where the Midbar Be'etzim represents to coming into from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael is to La'achas Hayom. In other words, the journey through the Midbar, all the journeys that we go through now until La'achas Hayom, coming into El Menucha V'El Nachla. So that's coming into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tkufa of La'achas Hayom. So whenever you look at the Mazikin in the Midbar, you're looking at the Mazikin Midbar. You're only looking at the Mokum where Shlita, where the Shoylet, and that's where Klal Yisrael have to come. That's Klal Yisrael had to come, and we'll discuss once before already. That's why it's called the Maranaim says that Midbar is Lashon Dibor. Dibor is what we fight with. Akol Kol Yaakov Yedayim Yedei Esav. Now, there's the Midbar is the Mokum of the Shlita of Mazikin, and that's why it's called the Midbar. And Aseres Dibros were given in the Midbar because the Mechinas Dibor of Klal Yisrael have Eilat Dvorim Rashi Dibor Moshe. That's the Pesach to all the Mechamas of the Goyim. Akol Kol Yaakov Yedayim Yedei Esav. That's why Sefer Dvorim, which is discussed yesterday. This week's parasha is Matos. Matos is the Koyach HaDibor. You have to prepare yourself for the Koyach HaDibor before you start fighting in battles for Eretz Yisrael, because that's the Bechino of Kol Kol Yaakov Yidayim Yidei Esav. We fight in the Yaakov. So Midbar is the Mokum Shlita Samazikin, and that's why we were Mekabel Aseres HaDibros in the Midbar, and that's how we mal it. The whole Indian of taking out the Netzoytis is called Blias. The Koyach is the Sitra Achil. It's Boilea Netzoytis. Is Belkeilo Bechinas Belea Bepe. So the Sfarim say that Bilam is Meloshin Belea. Bilam, how did Bilam get his godless? He was a ganav. He stole all the Netzaitzes of Kedusha and he was Belea them. So we have to make him throw them up. With our Pe, with our Dibre Torah, we suck them back out. That's the Bechinas to take out the Netzaitzes. So the Midbar Betzin is the Mokum of all the Netzaitzes. All the Netzaitzes that are left. And the Dorch Hashem, Hadas Hashem, Noitzi Balaim Epiv, to take them out. Sometimes they were a year in a place, sometimes only 12 hours in a place. Sometimes the Tzaddik says that you can be mevara nitzitz, sometimes by talking, sometimes just by seeing somebody, you mevara nitzitz. If you see somebody in the street, you can be mevara nitzitz. When a yid goes to a place where there's all these stories that people have in the airport and making a minyan, sometimes you can say hello to somebody and you're mevara nitzitz. It depends what an achiza the sitracha has. Sometimes the sitracha has a weak achiza, a weak grip on the nitzis of kedusha, and then just by looking at somebody, just by saying one word to somebody, you already might see it. So sometimes it's an easier job, and sometimes it's a more difficult job. Sometimes you're there, the fact that a yid is there is already mevara and nitzis. Sometimes the yid has to do a void over that to mevara and nitzis. All different levels. There's a level of mevara and nitzis of geirim. Geirim also inin of birurim of nitzoytzim. The bechin is geirim. The ikar avoid of nitzoytzim, we've discussed already, is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the bechin's peh. Peh is the bechin which is takes out the nister. And that's why Rabbi Kiva was a ben geirim. Kiva was a ben geirim because Rabbi Kiva was the sod of being mal in nitzoytzim of kedusha. And that's why Rabbi Kiva was killed. All those who killed at Kiddush Hashem, they were all mevara merdeka. What's the big Kiddush Hashem by being burnt to death? Romans take somebody and torture them to death. What's the big Kiddush Hashem? What's the big Kiddush Benikdashti B'Seruch on Israel? The Torah says that Mamad is a Mamad that takes out, it brings down Azah Mamad of Kedusha, of Yichud, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzin Shmos HaBe'echot, that it takes out all the Nitzaytzes. Rabbi Kiva was a Ben Geir, and Unklus was a Geir. It's the Bechin of Aramaic, Targum Unklus, Talmud Bavli, and all Bechinus Aramaic was all the Nitzaytzes that the Goyim have that are in Be'ika in Bavli. And that's how in Aramaic, and that's how you might see. That's how you might see the all Torah Shebaal Peh came through people trying to be shoylet. The Tzaddik says that why did the Dara Flogga build the Dara Flogga? Because where was the Dara Flogga wanted to build a tower to get to Ribbono Shel Olam? Where did they get the chutzpah to build a tower? Because they were in Eretz Shinah. Shinah's Bovel, and Bovel is the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh. That person feels that he's mechadish himself Torah. He feels it's all is. Really, it's all the nitzitz of kedusha. And if he learns lishma, so lishma, the shein the malchus, the shein the hey tato. So he's mala. That back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So learning Torah Shebaal Peh lishma is that's the bechina of being mala and nitzitzus. So the Nisoyan of, since those insights are down here, so the person feels he has a shlita over it, he feels it belongs to him. So the Dara Flogga, they felt Merdeka Koichas in their country. They felt Merdeka Koichas on Yoinim that they have hidden in their country because they were living in Bovel. And in Bovel, that's where all the Torah Shebaal Peh was hidden. So Meila, therefore, that's why they got the chutzpah to feel that they can do something, they can go all the way up to Shemayim because they had those Koichas of Torah Shebaal Peh, which are Koichas coming from Birurim that a person does with his own Avodah down here in the Bria.
The story of Yael and Sisera.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm saying, Chazal said the Gemara said that she didn't have Eretz Shmua.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm saying, Yael was Asiyas Yetzi Akiva Noe. But the Akiva came out from that.
From Sisera, that's right. Yeah.
From the Eretz Shmua there. And the Shmua that's running down. It's when you say every single day on Friday night, you say on Shabbos, you say Oyavei Hashem Simra. Those that love Hashem hate doing evil. Right? It's going on Yael, he says. That's what I'm doing. Vayavei Hashem Sinon, they hate doing evil. Right? Why does she do it if she hates it? You can't do Avodah Shmua if you enjoy it. So
yeah.
It has to be something you hate. So she hates it. Why does she do it? Continues the Pasuk. Shoy menafshis chasidov miyad v'shoy miyatzidim. She wants the guards. She saw this.
That's it. And it's Nitzel Kedusha.
Nitzel Kedusha lying there in Sisera Square. And she wanted to save that from the other Shoyim. Who is that? Who is Ruah Natsadik? But Yisrael is Simchah Saftei
Zerkiva.
The Shmo, the whole thing starts with an Averi Lishmo.
Ah, that's the Lishmo. Hariskum Natari Lishmo. Wow, Shkoyach. Gewalting. That's the whole, it's discussed yesterday, the whole Parshas Vayechi is Peh Hei Psukim, it's Peh. And that's what Yaakov Avinu's Bikush Lagalus is a Kates. Torah Lishma, when Torah is learned Lishma, Torah Shebaal Peh is learned Lishma, that's the Gilui of the Kates. That's the Mashiach is going to come. That's the final Birurim of all the Netzaitis. So maybe therefore Klal Yisrael, didn't have to stay in one place sometimes more than 12 hours. For Birur Zeh, Ein Koich Bo'ilim Shiachar Asayis Zulas Kedusha Hashlema. Abasoid Shlemos Machberes Aklolos Machberes Aprotulos. Kedusha Hashlema Yashchina Yisrael VaTorah. That's a Kedusha Hashlema. And then that's a Klolius. Torah is a Klolius. Yisrael is a Klolius. And then Machberes Aprotulos Heim Samach Ribu in Hashemas Kedushas, which are all Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. Besoid Moshe Amoy Ki Hu Ilan Shemenu Yotzu Nishmois Samach Ribu Yisrael Menestai. Beiza lekai b'shchinas sheich nabira shavru maltes avol bira bira otzom. So that's the amount that you needed to environ to break all the klipas. The Rebbe Nachman says that sometimes when Klal Yisrael when nichshal in a certain place in the midbar, that's taka keneged a certain area in the future Golias, when Klal Yisrael are going to go through the same nesoin and Klal Yisrael in the midbar to try to be masakin that to save Klal Yisrael later from being nichshal in that place. So all the nichshalos that we see that Klal Yisrael went through in the midbar, really Klal Yisrael were doing it all for the later doyrus, and when they were nichshal, so they were trying to be masakin that we shouldn't have to have the nichshalos later on. But everywhere where there was an nesoin, and they sometimes fell for that nesoin, that corresponds to an Nesoyin later on. We discussed this, one of the last Shalashulis we discussed. That's the only Nabal Parah, is Mamish the last Nesoyin at the end of the Midbar. And that's connected to the Ikas of the Mashiach. So every Nesoyin, at the end, every Nesoyin, every place they went to, there was a certain Nesoyin that represented in a certain Nesoyin. Because the Midbar is the Shlita, Olam Hazeh Be'etzem is a Midbar. Olam Hazeh is Be'etzem Esav, is the Shlita of the Sitra Achar. Going through the Midbar means plowing through Olam Hazeh with all the Nesoyinis to get to Olam Nucha Ve'lanachla. So then when they used to journey, what came with them was kol adoim lemina kodesh. Now there was anything which was, they went to a place, any kedush that was in that place, so they worked in it, they were doing mitzvahs and avodah in that place, so then they were ready to pick that up, but it stayed where it was until they moved. When they moved, like it says by Yaakov Avinu, pona ziva, pona hoida, Yaakov Avinu came to the place, all the nitzotzes of kedusha came to him, and when he got up and he left, so then they all came with him, they all left with him, but when he was still in that place, the nitzotzes were still there. So therefore that's why we're not talking about the chaniyah. Rechaim HaKodesh, as kasha was, why is it eile masay, why not v'shas the chaniyah? Because v'shas the chaniyah adayin le'nasi imaydova. V'shas the chaniyah, that's the mokum avoidah to take back the nitzotzes. Oh, but when do you take them with you? Only when you leave. Only when you leave, you have to be mevara them there, and then when you leave, you bring them to their shoyrish. V'hum asher romas b'mama eile masay. Eile posal kol ha'masay shebo'ilam. The word eile pasals all the masay shebo'ilam. She'ein masa kazeh sh'ayinoysin imoem hoin kodosh v'yoko she'ein aroich eilav. Pel de gazach. He's going to say that Eile comes to pasal all the Masoyas in the Olam which went on beforehand. Avram was a traveler, Yitzhak was a traveler, and the Ovis HaKadoshim traveled. This Eile Masa, these were, Klal Yisrael traveled through, these were the most unique of travels that they were till now. Why? V'agam shekodnu ha'ovis v'dorcha makoymes v'osu chelkom v'biruy nitzoytzes. Even though the Ovis HaKadoshim did their chelik in the biruy nitzoytzes, Avram Avinu also went into Midbaris, Avram Avinu also traveled, and so did Yitzhak, so did Yaakov. So how come Dafka the Eile Masay and Dafka Klal Yisrael? So for Makosov, Atzmai Tam Eile Masoyes Eile. Why was it Dafka the Masoyes of Klal Yisrael that were Mavarad and Etzoytzes and not Masoyes of Hele Geiden before earlier than them? So for Makosov, Atzmai Tam Eile Masoyes Eile, the Fishahim shall B'nai Yisrael, Asher Yotzu Meretz Mitzrayim. Menitzrefu Bekura Barzel. There in Mitzrayim we were, Nitzrefu, we were, when you clean gold, we were, I don't know what the English word is. What's the English word, Yossi? Clean gold, whatever, you clean gold.
The dross is, I know, the bad part.
The what?
The dross is the bad part, right?
The what?
The dross, it's called dross.
Dross?
D-R-O-S.
Ah,
the cleansing process.
Yeah, so whether we take off the psoilus of the Shibarit Mitzrayim, Ubazel, Hoyon, Nishmosim, Ruim, Levar, Nitzaitzis, Akadusha, Bechol, Amokam, Ashe, Yevoy, Shoma. It's the big Yisod, the Ovis HaKadoshim, their darga. So that's the pshat. She yotzu meretz Mitzrayim. When nitzrefu b'kor ha'bazel she eretz Mitzrayim ko'omo b'zeh ha'yir nishmoysom ru'uyim levar nitzoytza ha'kadusha b'chol mokam she yivoy shama. They became experts at nitzoytzes. V'oid l'tzivoysom she yishleimus ha'tzova she tishu alav ha'shchinu shu mispa samach ribo yopachas v'mispa ha'zeh eina b'gedah shleimus. Less than 600,000. That's not the gedah of Shlemos. That's a Moedika. You have Matis here as well?
No.
Yeah, that's most of them. No, there's also a famous Archon, because remember something on the on Bnei God and Bnei Reuven.
No, that was in
Bnei Reuven, that was in Pukos. Oh, we did that one together?
We did that one.
Oh, we did that one together. Oh, very good. Okay. Very good.
What
did he say? Beautiful. Ah, you're the Bnei Yehuda one. Yeah. I was married. He goes through all the first base of English, Shani, Bnei Zorach. Goes through the first base of English, second base of English, going through the whole Bnei Yehuda, all the happenings of Bnei Yehuda. So that's our whole Avoida. Whole Avoida is our law, so the Hilgin and Tzitzis.
Some of it wouldn't have
been chayte by
egel, it would have happened by itself,
and some of that would be... Yeah, the taka, the nitzotzes that we bring through Torah Shabbat Peh is as a result of the chayte egel, psalacha. Someone says in the Dharma, if it were not for the chayte egel, it would have just been shchamisha chamisha Torah and Sefer Yeshua. Because Sefer Yeshua, because Torah Shabbat Peh is already nichbal in Dvarim. Because Sefer Dvarim is eilas Dvarim ashadib be Moshe. It's already shorish of Torah Shabbat Peh, it's a heilig verb tzaddik. And Sefer Yeshua is the bechina coming into Israel, it's the bechina of Malchus. Aris is Malchus, and that would have been the Sefer Yeshua, and that's, and everything would have been Nichlan in there. The whole Bira that we make in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's all the Bira of Netzaitis. We discussed that in Torah Shabbat Peh. Mishnais is Bururin in Netzaitis. Yosef HaTzadik is Mishnah. He was the Mishnah Lamelech, Midas HaYisod, 6th Midah, it's Mishnais, Shishu Sidra Mishnah. And that's the Toiv Nera, the Chayiv Potter, Tar Tomei, Muta Osa. That's all the avodas are bururim. Take enough of the chet egel, it'll be mevura already.
There
was a shuyas akeh. There's two times of it. It's a very tief zach. There was a bechina of the medrash says the hayah b'hayah kadosh baruch hu bayna elamus machrivan till Rabban Shalom till Rabban Shalom built this was the bechina of oil bayna elamus machrivan. That's the bechina of nefilas of. But the Adam Rishon was created for an avoida, so there must have been an avoida him before Adam Rishon. But that avoida would have been very quickly in the second. With Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned; would come into straight into Shabbos, and Shabbos is always the tikkun. So there was episode shvir before, and that was the avoida of Adam Rishon to be mevara. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, then came a thing that needed the tikkun of shita alfin shnin. But rather, there was work for Adam Rishon to do when he was created as well. The Ovda l'shamra. But the kavoida from the chet of Adam Rishon, it was called Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. The kavoida of Adam Rishon is the mechinas Tov V'Ra. It's to be mevara, to mevara. To the biggest nachas ruach a person gives to the Rebbeinu Shleilim is the biurim. That's the Shabbos Kodesh where you can relax. Everything is mevura. No biurim on Shabbos Kodesh. That's the Beis Hamikdash and Chom Beis Hamikdash. In Mishas the Beis Hamikdash, all the Netzitzes would have come to the Beis Hamikdash. Says that they only sent into Golus for Geirim.
Right.
So to make Geirim, if they wanted to be in the Chom Beis Hamikdash, so how did Geirim would have come? So it says Geirim would have been sucked in the Kedusha. There's two ways: either you have to go to get the Netzitzes or the Netzitzes. Meroiv Kedusha, they can schlep the Netzitzes out.
Boy Az,
that's right. Okay. He has that, that's right. That's the Koyach of Azaz. Klal Yisrael, that's right. They schlep out the Geirim. Moridik.